BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, we've got Dev playing Real or No Real. Also, we hear from a listener with one of the weirdest dating stories I've ever heard. And Alan Shearer calls us with some very good news.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
How's that Twitter referendum that you started last week going for you, Chris?
Oh, actually, surprisingly good, actually.
I love it how you took it upon yourself to do like a Twitter poll. You love a Twitter poll now that you've discovered them.
I love a Twitter poll. So, and what you can do as well is you can set the time limit for it. So it can be like one day or one year if you want and just keep it running. But I set it for, I think we started it on Friday, set it for today.
Right, okay. So is it closed now, the referendum?
Yeah, shall I read you what I wrote? It's all closed now. Yeah, get this right. We had just under 10,000 votes on it.
Serious?
Yeah. That's what I mean about these referendums. The Twitter poll one, anyway. They're good for finding out stuff, aren't
Sometimes
they?
You just do, like, should I have lasagna for my dinner, yes or no? But this one was...
I'm on a train, should I annoy Scott,
yes or no? What was the question on this one?
I wrote, quick referendum. Should bosses let Scott Mills and Chris Start do an alternative commentary at Euro 2016?
You need to let go of this. There's a week left.
Are you in, which was do the commentary, or out, don't do the commentary?
I think it's quite sweet that you're still not letting go of any hope. The bosses still aren't keen. How many people... Okay, what was the result?
Well, I heard that one of our... The big boss here does actually follow us on Twitter, but under maybe a different name. That was the rumour going round. So he must see this, I'm sure. Mm. But anyway, look, good results. 93% in. Do the commentary. That's what they were saying, right?
Right.
Which obviously means 7% out. Don't do the commentary. But right. But let's focus on the 93% there. That's girthy. That's a big number.
That's a lot of demand there, isn't it?
Well, yes.
93% of 10,000 people. Quite a lot.
So if
for us to do commentary on the red button, so
we're running out of time slightly, but what I would say if bosses are listening to this right now, 93%.
Yeah.
Do what the people want.
The demand is there.
Do the right thing.
It is good. But still, no one will listen.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi there, it's Chris from Devon.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Not a lot, just working today, Scott.
What do you do?
I'm a stonemason.
Oh, hot job.
Yeah.
What is a stonemason?
That must bring all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I just hit stones with hammers all day, really.
Is it? Like, because that's what I'm imagining, but why?
Just building walls, really. That's what I'm doing today, dry stone walling.
Nah, you're just playing it down.
Well, it's not that interesting. Not as interesting as my Tinder story.
Well, okay. Tell me about that.
Well, I met a girl on Tinder. Other dating sites are available.
Can I just say, I was with one of my friends yesterday, and they were showing me Tinder. Mm. You can swipe through so quickly.
Yeah? Yeah, you're getting that.
I feel that it's slightly shallow.
You can do... Really? Oh. You can do a super one as well now. As well. It's like the golden buzzer.
Yeah.
But as you swipe...
Super like.
As you swipe left, it comes up with nope.
Really?
I think that's pretty harsh. Yeah,
pretty shallow.
So on Tinder, your profile picture, I assume it's you with a hammer on some stone, right?
No, what is it?
Topless.
No, it's just a picture of me.
Right.
Oh, you wouldn't want to see me topless.
No, I kind of got visions of it, you know, like one leg up on some stone that you've just whittled.
I might get one for a new Tinder profile.
Also, people on dating apps whose pictures are all group ones, you can't trust them.
No.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You don't know who's who, do you?
But I guess.
Or ones where they're on a jet ski, but they're like the camera's a mile away. Can't see them.
Yeah, they're the worst.
So anyway, so you're on Tinder, right?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder.
Tell me everything.
Well, I met a girl on there. She seemed all right. You sort of know the gist of Tinder. It's not really set up for long-term relationships or anything.
No, it can be. No, there will be people who have had long-term relationships because they've met through that.
Yeah.
Well, she seemed nice anyway. She seemed a nice girl. We arranged to meet for a coffee.
Oh, I enjoy coffee dates.
Yeah, coffee dates are right, easy to break into. It's not like a meal. Yeah. And you've got to sit there watching each other eat.
I think first date coffee's a tricky one, though, because you find yourself getting through a lot of coffee.
Yeah. But you can always finish it off pretty quick then as well. Oh, coffee's done. Time to shoot.
That's true. Yeah, if you want to leave, I mean, it's easier to leave.
I was talking to a mate the other day, and he found the idea that I would meet people for coffee ridiculous.
Same friend that was doing the Tinder stuff as well? Or
something different. Do you think it's weird meeting people for coffee? I don't. I met someone for coffee at the weekend.
I'd find that a bit awkward.
Why?
Unless it's a sort of business thing.
No, I mean, with friends.
Oh, no. No,
you wouldn't do that.
No, but no, it's fine. only because that's just not what I'm used to.
Right.
I'd go for a coffee with you.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
But would you say to a friend, oh, I'll meet you for coffee?
Generally not. No.
See, that's where we're different.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you're more of a tea person, Chris.
No.
Anyway, back to your story, Chris. You've agreed to meet a girl at a coffee shop.
I have, yeah. I've agreed to meet her. I've pulled up at the coffee shop. I've gone in. And she's brought her dad along.
What?
Yeah, she brought her dad.
To the date?
Yeah, to the date.
Did she know it was a date?
Yeah, it was a date. It was set up on Tinder. You know, there's no getting around it, really, is there? She knew what it was. And,
it was definitely her dad and not her boyfriend.
No,
right,
she introduced her. I introduced him and said, hi, Chris, this is my dad.
So hang on a minute, Chris. You turned up at the coffee shop... And you go over and say hello to her, and then what? This random bloke stood up.
Yeah, he walked over with her, and she said, "Oh, there, this is my dad." So we sat down, and for about 10 minutes, he asked me where my life was going. Really intense, like questions.
What are your intentions with my daughter?
Exactly, yeah. And so after 10 minutes, I sort of made an excuse, went to the toilet. And I legged out the fire escape.
Oh, you did not. That's classic.
It was too awkward. Because people at the table opposite us, they had sort of clocked on what was going on that I'd met her on Tinder and she bought her dad. Mm. And they were and I could hear them laughing and I was going red and redder.
I've horrible. Not heard of this happening before. How old was she?
She was 26.
Right.
26 years old. Well, too old to bring your dad, I think. But anyway.
I love that you did a Sugar Babes, though. Went to the loo and never came back.
Yeah, I just ran out. But as I'm legging it across the car park to my car... Turn around back at the coffee shop and they're both in the window looking at me.
Oh like, no! What, so they saw you escape?
Yeah, they saw me run into the car, like literally legging it to the car.
any word since?
No. Well, I've got home, block that one, Tinder, move on.
I can only assume that she, because it's first date and all, you know, like. Bring your dad along as a bit of security, just in case.
A bit of safety, but we were meeting in a busy coffee shop.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird one.
I'm really enjoying that they both saw your escape, though.
Is there a chance that they both had a joint Tinder account? Or is the dad separately on Tinder, do you know?
I have no idea. But
what do you mean by
I mean is that he thinks he's
dad and daughter
right.
Dating.
Maybe.
No.
You should have brought your mum along, mate.
Make it a double.
Yeah.
So weird. No, Chris.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It was just her dad. Just her dad.
What was like?
Just
the dad. So what was the stuff you chatted about? Like, did you speak to the dad about the daughter while she was sat there?
Well, no, not really about the daughter. It was just more what he really wanted to know about my job, and pretty much how much I earn and all sorts.
Well, did you ask him how much he earns?
No, I was sort of just sat there like a rabbit in headlights, really.
This is so strange.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I've not heard it. Like, normally if someone's going to tell their parents that they're going on a date or tell one of their mates, you know what I mean? They're just on the end of a phone. They don't normally sit there during the date.
Yeah, it's way too intense for a first date.
God knows what would have happened on the second or third date.
Oh, don't. I'm not going to find out.
He would just, just stood there in the corner of the room.
Listen, if you get any more weird dating stories, will you let me know, please?
Yeah, we'll do.
Because this is a first. I've never heard of this one before.
No, I know.
Keep in touch.
We'll do.
All right, thanks, Chris. Love you, bye.
Bye, nice one. Cheers, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So this chat we're having has prompted an enlightening conversation at work for Eve. They were just talking about going on these dates. She says, from our office... It seems boys don't go for coffee or lunch dates.
No.
I do.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking in generalities here, aren't we?
But she says that none of them do it.
I've never suggested it. I mean, is it worth me messaging one of my guy mates right now and just saying, do you want to go for, like, Sadossa or Chango?
Yeah. Message them and say, do you fancy coffee this week?
You'll think something's wrong.
What, really?
Yeah, they'll think, if I say, look, can we go for a coffee, that suggests that I'm going to break some horrendous news.
I went for, yesterday went for a coffee and a slice of pizza with one of mates.
And a slice of pizza? Where was that?
In a cafe.
A coffee and a slice of pizza?
What's wrong with that?
Am I the only one who thinks that's weird?
Are you serious?
If one of my mates said, Chris, we need to meet up. And,
I met with my mate John yesterday.
Let's meet
coffee
up and have
pizza.
A coffee and we'll discuss it. I'll be like, oh no, what's he done? Do you know what I mean?
This is where we're very different people.
Is he okay?
What's so weird about having a slice of pizza with a coffee?
I just never heard of a coffee place that serves pizza.
Just down the road from me.
Really?
In that London.
Wow.
Big city in London.
Blows my mind.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so earlier on we had this guy who rang us up because a girl that he went on a date with brought their dad. She brought her dad with her. But the thing that's causing even more of a reaction is the fact that I sometimes go for pizza with coffee.
Yeah.
Why is that so weird?
When you first said it, I looked around because I was like, hang on, that's not normal.
Well, now everyone in here has admitted that it's a bit strange and I'm being called out on it.
It is weird.
It's not even, I didn't even think about it. I'm going to send you a link. I'm going to send you a link to the place where I went yesterday where you can have,
no, I'm sure, I'm not,
imagine my surprise,
you can't,
coffee and pizza.
Mate, you could go to a supermarket and get some pizza and go home and make a coffee. What I'm saying is it's weird. It's like brushing your teeth and then drinking a hot chocolate. It will taste weird.
Right, you've lost your mind.
No, it does. It just doesn't happen. It's two things that don't match. No one has pizza and a coffee. No one.
Dean in Norwich says, I can't trust anyone who has less than half a pizza in a sitting. Well, now I'm being called out.
True.
On just having a slice of pizza.
Well, no, but that's interesting as well, because there was a theory floated around in here that actually where you'd been was a bakery that rhymes with Wegs, where you can buy what is kind of a pizza. They call it a pizza, but I'm not 100% sure it is, and a coffee.
Right. Okay. Aidan from Halifax. I'm with Chris. Something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, a hot coffee with a hot pizza is just weird.
It's wrong.
Right, well, you're all weird.
No, it's not. It must be some celebrity thing that you're doing.
Tom in Barnsley.
Diet or something?
No, Tom in Barnsley. Pizza and coffee is weird. You know, you get that in London. If one of my mates offered me that, I know he lost it.
Yeah,
well,
you've gone weird.
No, you're weird, Tom.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Five Sauce, Don't Stop on BBC Radio 1. It's been a while. I miss those boys. I'm sure they'll be back soon. Just touring the world.
Yeah, is that where they're at now? They're that big now that they are just always on tour.
Always, yeah. But I know they'll come and see us soon. 5 Seconds of Summer. I'm such a geek, right? I don't know if I've told you this before. You know in that song where they go, know it, know it, know it. How many times do they do it?
I'm learning you and know it, know it. Three.
Three times. But there's something different. Have you noticed? This is how much of a geek I am with music. One of the times, they do it four times in that song.
Who's counting?
Why? Me. I really notice it every time. And I play a little quiz to myself where I try and guess which one it's going to be where there's four notes instead of three.
I'm worried about you right now.
Why?
It's just the stuff you're saying today, serious question marks over your behaviour.
Pizza and coffee.
It's all a bit troubling.
Counting the notes. I've done it ever since that song came out. I do it every single time and play a little quiz to myself. Wobble. Wobbling.
How many wobbles in this one,
Oh,
Scott?
I don't know. That's going to be my new game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nicola in Mid Wales just had exactly the same conversation with her friend about the Five Sauce song. They also try and guess where the fourth note is going to come in. Just a little game that I play to myself, do you know what I mean? It passes the time. This is a good point from Harrison, who's just texted 81199. So you're questioning my behaviour just because I had a cup of coffee with some pizza after you admitted to the entire nation that you're a sock sniffer on Friday. If you're on Tinder, it would be you sniffing a pair of socks. That would be your profile picture.
Why would that be my profile picture?
Because you're a sock sniffer.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a problem. You've been spotted now, mate.
Where?
James says, I once saw Chris sniffing socks at a Take That concert.
That's wrong on so many different levels. Why be so specific about it as well?
At a gig as well.
Actually, do you know what? By making it so specific, it sounds real. I've not been to a Take That concert. I've not sniffed socks at a Take That concert.
I'm enjoying people just spotting you doing it.
You can't just say someone's been spotted.
Sounds legit.
It's not legit. All right, do you know what? I'm going to ring up several magazines and claim to have spotted you getting up to stuff. See how you like
Okay, can we just discuss for a little bit about what Tom Hiddleston is doing at the moment, please?
Well, it's all ridiculous, isn't it?
Clearly. Why is he wearing that? Have you seen he's got in the sea with Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
And he's wearing an I Heart TS vest.
Yeah.
Now, it's exactly like one of those ones that you would have got made up with the lads before going to Cavos.
Yeah, but we wouldn't get that on the shirts. The only thing I can think is what else could the TS stand for?
I mean, we've just got to feel sorry for Calvin Harris at times like these, because look how quickly this has escalated. Mm. He must be sat there thinking, whatever.
Yeah, but he probably sees it for what it is, which is quite possibly a very fake relationship,
well,
right?
No, I think that he might just be absolutely in love with her.
No, he's not.
I think he's hook, line, and sinker. I do.
No.
I do.
No.
Someone needs to remind him, though, if he wants to be Bond, you know what I mean? He needs to calm it down, son.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Feels odd in here today.
How do you mean?
I don't know. It's just a strange...
strange vibes.
Yeah.
It's the comings and goings of people.
Yeah. I feel like something's going on and something's going on that we're not in on.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hmm. Okay, bangers. Stefan Powell, hello.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you, yourself.
I'm all right. You're not the Stefan Powell off of Radio 1 Newsbeat, are you?
The original.
I'm definitely not, no.
Okay, you must get that a lot, right?
I do, yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Don't sound like it. Are you sure?
Is your actual name Stefan Powell?
It is, yes.
Yeah,
why would
awesome.
I just called him Stefan Powell?
Okay, fine.
What do you do, Stefan?
I work for the local council safety testing equipment.
Okay, it's very windy where you are. Where are you at the moment?
I'm outside up in Mardy. It is very windy. It's not a very good day.
Yeah, are you a football fan? Buzzing off the result?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Flat out buzzing off that.
Yeah. Oh, it must be such a good feeling in Wales at the moment.
Oh, yeah. 58 years with nothing, and now we're in the semis.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you're on top of a cliff or something.
I am on a mountain, yeah. It's a lot of mountains in Wales.
Careful to get blown off or whatever. Mm. Really windy. All right, so who do you normally go for on bangers?
I normally go for Chris, but it's more of a 60-40 split, so it's not heavily in his favour.
Okay, honest. Here's my banger for today. Choose it if you want. Nero Promises. Yes. Forgotten about this. Is this floating yours, Stefan?
I'm liking that so far. Oh. See what Chris has got.
Lovely. See what Chris has got. All right, Stefan Powell, you can have that. That is a tune. Or you can have this. Swedish House Mafia and Knife Party. Antidote.
Oh, well, that's a great ball now.
Big Monday tunes.
Massive
today.
Songs today. Haven't we done well?
Oh, not from my perspective, because now I've got a really difficult choice.
You have, Stefan Powell.
Yes. Ooh, that's real tricky. Right. I like Chris's song. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I really like Chris's song. But I haven't heard Scott's for a while. So, like I said, it's put me in a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah, but...
Which one am I going to pick? Scott's song brings me back more, but Chris's is a bit more of a banger, but... Scott's song.
Loving the noises today.
I'm not sure which way this is going to go.
It sounds like you're enjoying it, though.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this, yeah. I love having a bit of power.
Very much sounds like it.
Right, I've made up my mind.
Okay. I've got some friends.
I'm going to go with Scott's song.
Yeah!
Oh, no way!
Nah, you weren't expecting that.
No, I was not expecting that.
Get in. See ya. I'm going to be honest, I really felt that you thought you were going to win there.
Yeah, those kind of choices for me are the ones that I need to win on. But then I didn't expect you to have Nero in the bag.
I know. I surprised myself there, really.
Yeah, John in Kent gets it right. I don't think there was a wrong choice in bangers today. Either would have suited me, Scott.
You're both winners.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills
Daily.
Right, if we take this call, this should be actual Alan Shearer. Hello.
Hello there, how are we?
Hello, Alan, it's Scott and Chris. Are you okay?
Scott and Chris, I'm very good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, Alan, where are you at the moment then?
I'm in Paris with a couple of guys, just going through a few of the games and what have you, and tactics.
Right, are you in a pub?
No, we're not in a pub. No, not in a pub.
It is a great job you've got there, isn't it? Because, yes, it is work.
Large Kronenbourg, sir.
What a hero.
It's, sounds like a great job. I mean, are you living the dream, Alan, aren't you?
No, it's a great job.
It's a fantastic job.
Other than playing football, then it's definitely a great job.
Is it better going to the Euros in your current capacity than it is going as part of the England team? What's better for you?
Nah, I mean you can't. Nothing beats playing football, but this is definitely a second. If you can't play, then you've got to be out here talking about it. I've been a lucky boy.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, enough of the small talk, Alan. We're hearing rumblings here. Have you got some good news for us?
I haven't got good news for you. I've got great news for you. You're in Thursday night, the commentary. I've sorted it all out for you guys.
How do you mean? So we can commentate on the game on Thursday?
You're commentating on the game. Alternative commentary, France, Germany, semi-final.
Semi-final.
On red button.
On the red button. It's all sorted for you guys.
There have been a lot of people looking quite kind of sheepish around here and taking a lot of phone calls, and now I understand why.
Don't mess up.
Why do I feel... I still feel so sceptical about this, or suspicious.
Right.
This isn't a joke. This is definitely happening.
I like as well that you're the man to actually be able to sort it out for us, Alan.
But yeah, I asked the bosses, and no problem. So I sorted it all out for you guys. So
right.
If it goes wrong, on my head be it.
I don't know whether it'll go wrong. It'll just be something different to what you guys are offering over on the other channel.
It'll be a lot better than we do. Don't worry about that.
Alan, you're not lying to us here. You've let me down in the past at a couple of tournaments. It's definitely happening.
It's definitely happening. You heard it from me first.
My word, Scott. Sorry, Alan, very quickly, has someone pulled out and that's the reason we're now doing it? Or are we doing it just because you wanted us on?
You're doing it because I wanted you on, and because you're good at it. You love it.
I think it's because of our previous relationship, Alan, when you came into the show before, and we did have a good laugh, didn't we?
We had a laugh, that's what it's all about. You've got to have a laugh, haven't you?
Yeah, it's all about making friends and networking, see, Chris?
That's what it's about.
But no, what are you saying? Is this like red button commentary? Is this the proper BBC thing?
This is the proper BBC thing. Red button. I very kindly asked some guys high up, and they've managed to sort it out for you two.
So if they don't like your expert analysis on BBC One, they can just press the red button and listen to us just wanging on.
If they don't like watching us, tune into you boys. Absolutely. Wow.
See, this is a prime example of the BBC just working together.
Yeah, and last minute.
Right, Alan, I'll let you finish that beer, but thanks so much.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy it. Good luck. See you in France, eh?
Okay, bye.
Yeah. The Scott
Mills Daily. This is so good.
Well, this is just ridiculous.
I'm buzzing right now. And it's always like these weird life experiences that you get to do on Radio 1, right? And the really cool ones are when your mates start messaging you. This is mad, Scott. Are you not excited?
I don't quite believe it.
I don't think you understand. Like, Alan Shearer's a massive hero of mine, right? Proper legend. We're going to do the Euros commentary. This is like the biggest gig since we did the World Cup.
Oh, I might have pizza and coffee for it.
Get the pizza and coffee in.
It was good last time when we did the World Cup ones.
It was so good.
There was a mariachi band in the studio, I seem to remember.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm buzzing.
Right, when is this? Thursday?
Thursday, yes.
And who's playing?
France and Germany.
Is that a big one?
Yes, it's a massive one. We're doing the semi-finals, Scott.
Oh, right, semi-finals.
Semi-final on Thursday.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
And so red button. We're getting all the information through right now. Okay. From what I understand, it's red button.
All right.
So same rules as before. Press the red button.
Anything you need me to do, learn players' names.
Just get deep now.
Okay. Will that really help for our commentary?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have a look tonight. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Steve.
Hello, good afternoon.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How are you?
Good, how can I help?
I'm just in the office now doing some work, and then I was listening to your chat with Alan Shearer, and he said in the end, maybe it's me, I'm going to make an idiot of myself maybe, but in the end of the interview, he said, I'll see you in France. So are you going to France to do the commentary?
Oh, that's a whole new side of things. Did he say that?
I think he did. I've got it here. Did he?
I've got it here. Hang on.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy it. Good luck. See you in France, eh?
What does that mean?
You are right.
What does that mean?
You could be going there.
I mean, if it's in France...
I don't know. Scott's just looking at me as if I've got the answers. I don't know.
He definitely says it.
See you in France, eh? The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, so Sam in Sheffield's been on saying that apparently Alice Levine said on her show yesterday that she is filling in for us on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. So it looks like this thing is happening.
It looks like
we're going to France to commentate on the semi-final. Everyone's
across this. Bosses are across this. People here are across this.
It seems like so.
This is now a plan.
It would seem the only people that didn't know were us.
It does. Well, that wouldn't be the first time. But this is,
Germany-France.
Genuinely, what an honour. I might cry.
Now that I'm feeling less sceptical and more like it's not a joke.
No, I think it's happening.
I'm quite excited.
And do you know what I love as well? It's not even like you're in charge of this, because sometimes you say things to me and you're like, well, we'll do this, and it never, never happens.
Rude?
No, it's no fault of your own. You're just sometimes you're not good like that.
Rude.
But like, it's happening. And we will do, I promise you this, BBC Sport, if you're listening,
what?
You've done the best thing here. We will not disappoint you. Mm. We will not disappoint you.
I'm enjoying the tweets that are coming in from... did you see the one from Olivia there going, yay, at least I'm going to be watching the football now on Thursday? Like, no plans to watch the football before.
Yeah.
But because we're doing the alternative commentary on the red button, Olivia's going to be there. A football convert, if you will.
There you go. Red button commentary. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
There's a Euros for everyone. Oh, that's Glastonbury. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, no, we'll have that.
We'll have that. Yeah. Very excited. The Scott Mills Daily. Yes, it's good. Becky Hill and Matoma, False Alarm. You are smashing it, Becky Hill.
This is so good, isn't it? Mm.
Hi, Dev.
Hiya. I love Becky Hill.
Yeah. I love Becky Hill. Imagine what it would be like going for a drink with her. She'd be absolute lols.
I've got a real soft spot for Becky Hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Every time I mention her, I say, if you are listening, Becky, I think we could make it.
Does she follow you?
I think we could make it.
Does she follow you on Twitter?
I think so. I think she does.
I had to unfollow for quite a long time.
Until she noticed you.
Yeah.
She listens to anyone a lot, so the chances are she'll be probably hearing this now.
Certainly, Becky.
I don't like it.
It's not news about the football, though, isn't it?
Life hitting on someone.
Dev.
What a time to be alive.
Dev.
I don't understand.
Gear change?
Mate.
What?
Like, you've known me for quite a long time now.
Yeah.
This is massive in my life.
It's good, isn't it? I reckon between us lot, we've got the football totally covered.
Are you getting involved?
I had Lineker on the show a couple of months ago when he was talking about the lead up to the Euros and also his documentary about Leicester City. He invited me round to watch a few games at his house. He's got a little bar built, still waiting on that call, but he's a busy man.
When
are you guys off to France on Wednesday?
I don't get it. I'm just blowing my mind. I'm going to be commentating on the Euro semi-final. Yeah. Can we all just think about that for just a second?
Mate, it is, this could be the greatest moment of you.
Yeah. Forget Eurovision, mate. I reckon your new career path is in commentary.
And don't be bringing any of that Eurovision nonsense with you. Like, leave that home.
I think it's the most watched TV show in the world, actually.
So. You wait to this semi, mate. And our coverage. Let's do this. Let's smash this.
I'm excited. I don't understand why. Maybe it's because we've been begging it for the last 2 weeks on the air. And here's today's Real or No Real.
To boost awareness after his absence from X Factor, Louis Walsh is paying for his face to be on the side of buses in Ireland.
This is like when Jed would release that popping candy.
Does he still look after them?
Did no one have a Jedward bar? I did.
No.
Popped in your mouth. He doesn't know.
Does he still look after anybody? Is he still in management?
He looks after. Do you want me to tell you who looks after?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's on his books?
Shane from Westlife.
Of course. Yeah. Is that it?
I don't know.
Hang on, I thought Louis Walsh was back on the new X Factor.
He is, but people might have forgotten him in the year that he was away.
It's been a while. That's ages in showbiz.
So what he's doing is
I can't believe he's back on.
Just paying.
What else is he
going
to do?
What's going on?
So he's not advertising anything. He would just have his face on the side of it. He's advertising himself.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point, actually. Is there anything written next to his face? Is it Louis Walsh back on X Factor, or is it just Louis's face?
Don't know.
Difficult one.
Is Sharon Osbourne back on as well? How relevant?
Is she really?
I think so, yes.
It sounds like you're about to go ranty.
Is it 2004?
Yeah, no, this is good. Let's move out of the way.
And now Sharon's going to chuck some water over Louis.
Oh!
That's a good point. That will definitely happen, won't it?
Have I gone back in time?
Totally unplanned, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Scott's weird
today. Sit down. It's all right.
Scott's well weird today. Honestly, I worry sometimes.
It's all right. This job gets to you sometimes, doesn't it? All these pushing buttons and talking about yourself. Oh,
I feel like a lot's happened in the last 2.5 hours. Mm. Is this real? Is Louis Walsh's face on the side of a bus in Ireland?
Either of you been on the side of a bus like that?
I have, actually.
No, I haven't. Have you been on the side of a bus, really? Yeah. What, for what?
We did a thing on the show years ago called One Night with Laura, where we tried to get Laura, who worked on the show, a date.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Didn't that result in her getting married to somebody?
Yes, but not the winner of the competition.
Oh, okay, got it.
The guy that came third.
The runner-up.
She's married now with kids. Real or no real, Louis Walsh face bus.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, go on, Dave.
I'm saying it sounds ridiculous enough to be real.
Do you think he's paying to be on the side of the bus himself?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Oh, is it coming out of his own pocket?
Yeah.
I'm going to go real on this one. Dev, what are you saying?
Yeah, real as well.
That one is no real.
Not really paying for his face to be on the side of buses in Ireland, but the X Factor auditions were recently in Dublin. Louis Walsh's face was plastered on the side of the official Dublin tour bus to celebrate the X Factor's return.
Oh, that's nice.
And next.
Yesterday, US pop star Lady Gaga passed her driving test after learning to drive for 4 years.
Wow. It's a bit tragic when you get some people like that, don't you? You usually get like one or two in every family where it's taken somebody about 5 years to pass their test.
Yeah, that was me.
It's such a hard time.
It just shows you can have all the money in the world, but it won't buy you skills.
She's not needed to drive though, has she? If you think about the last, say, 8 years in Lady Gaga's life, she would have been chauffeured everywhere, private jet.
True.
There's even that time she was getting carried around in a big coffin. Isn't that she arrived at Big Weekend?
Yeah.
Remember?
So no need for a car, really.
No.
Yeah,
her feet haven't even touched the ground in 8 years.
You see, I disagree because I think she must be so minted that she could get the world's best driving instructor.
Also, let's play a game of what car has Lady Gaga got. What's her first car? I'm saying Honda Jazz.
You're just saying Honda Jazz because the lady from The Chase is in a Honda Jazz. And you like saying Honda Jazz.
I do, actually.
No, just give this some thought.
What do you think she'd have?
It'd be something safe and practical, like a Micra or something.
No, it'll be like well extravagant.
She's only just learned how to drive.
No, I'm actually in a Honda Jazz.
That's Governess
the,
there.
Governess.
For The Chase. You can imagine a Honda Jazz. Anyway, Lady Gaga driving test. She passed it yesterday after 4 years. Can this be real?
No real. She doesn't need to drive.
I think it's taken her a long time for those reasons because she's been busy being a pop star. So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, absolutely true. After years of driving with a learner's permit, imagine Lady Gaga with a massive L on the back. Lady Gaga finally passed her driving test after 4 years yesterday. 4 years of trying. She posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Who's ready to roll with the homies?" And next.
Actress Lindsay Lohan will be turning on the Christmas lights in Kettering this December.
Oh, that's mad.
Yes, Kettering.
Yes. I mean, what a booking, if so.
Oh, Scott, Alan Shearer's just tweeted. He's put, "Love it, lads. Don't let me down." Alan, if you're listening, I can assure you we won't let you down.
Definitely not.
Anyway, babe, back to Lindsay Lohan.
Sorry, I'm massively distracted now.
I like that Lindsay's sort of trying out different things in her career. Like she got involved in politics a while ago, and she's been branching out from just acting and being a bit of a donut in public. I like she's getting involved in different things.
Yeah.
Good on you, Lindsay.
I mean, it must be good money, right? And you probably don't have to do much.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Lohan, and the lights are on switch.
You don't get paid for it, do you? I didn't think... I thought the Christmas lights was always a charity.
Do you think Joe...
for turning on lights?
Do you think Joe McElderry does it for nothing?
I thought it was an honour.
Doesn't get out of bed for nothing.
I honestly thought it was an honour. I thought it was like, you go to your hometown. I know some of them go to other hometowns, but I thought it was just because then they can't be booked for their own hometown. But it's an honour.
Stars don't do anything unless they get paid.
Do you think like the stars at your local pantomime are just doing it because you know they're getting into the Christmas spirit?
No, the panto I get because it's money on the door thing.
Do you think
right?
the same difference are in Woking and panto for free?
No, I'm not talking about panto. What we're talking about here is turning on the Christmas lights. I can't believe people are getting paid for it. You're not even really pressing the button, are you? You press a fake button and then someone reaches around and does the one around the side.
Anyway,
sounds like a great gig.
What a booking for Kettering, if so. Is this real or no real?
That's blown my mind. She can't be getting paid for that.
Definitely.
It should be an honour.
They definitely pay you.
I want this to be real so much that I'm going to say real.
Do you think paid to turn on a Christmas light somewhere?
100%
have
yes.
Have you?
Yes.
It should be an honour.
Put the mic down and say how much you got.
No, I'm not bothered. It's the fact that there's money involved in it.
Wait, go on, put the mic down. How much did you get?
What?
All right.
It's just... Was it your hometown?
I will turn on Christmas lights.
No, it was somewhere that I had absolutely no connections with.
This is Dev from Radio 1. I will turn on your Christmas lights this year. And I am available.
Yeah, and I'll turn them on, not ask for a penny, because it should be an honour.
You're gonna collapse the market on this, all right? No, you're...
Outrageous.
Okay, real or no real?
This is real. It's got to be. Please be real.
I would probably, if there's money involved, yes, real.
That one is real.
Yes.
That is embarrassing.
So the MP of Kettering offered Lindsay Lohan the chance to turn on their Christmas lights this December after she threw shade at them last week. Don't know why. And she gladly accepted their kind offer. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I've got 20, Dev got 10.
Yeah.
Good game today, lads. What's on from four, please?
All right, controversial on today's show. We're going to do the 10-minute takeover at 5 o'clock prime time. I know, it's been the buzz of the office this afternoon. That's because from 6 o'clock, we're going to do this thing where we're going to celebrate independent record labels. So for 10 hours from 6 o'clock tonight, just going to play music from independent labels. Now, when they first told me about this, I was like, oh, I'm not going to know any of the artists or any of the songs. But
That's kind of what I thought.
It's not true. People like Arctic Monkeys, Jungle, Jamie XX, all release music on independent labels. Adele as well, a lot of early stuff on indie labels.
From
6 o'clock tonight, Radio 1 will begin a 10-hour celebration of indie record labels.
Awesome.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And those are your Monday best bits. Hit subscribe and get this podcast every day for absolutely free, or listen to us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.